The Bass had his other way to smuggle dope across the border. You know how the customs guys, they ask you to declare what you have? And you can't say dope because, okay, how? Well, see, you take a huge block of hash and carve it in the shape of a man. Then you hollow out a section and put a wind-up motor like a clockwork's in it and a little cassette tape, and you stand in line with it. And then just before it goes through customs, you wind up the key and it walks up to the customs man, who says to it, "Do you have anything to declare?" And the block of hash says, "No, I don't," and keeps on walking until it runs down on the other side of the border. You could put a solar-type battery in it instead of a spring, and it could keep walking for years, forever. Well, what's the use of that? It'd finally reach either the Pacific or the Atlantic. In fact, it'd walk off the edge of the Earth. Like, imagine an Eskimo village and a 6-foot-high block of hash worth about, how much would that be worth? About $1 billion. Oh, more. $2 billion. These Eskimos are chewing hides and carving bone spears, and this block of hash worth $2 billion comes walking through the snow saying over and over, "No, I don't." They'd wonder what it meant by that. Oh, they'd be puzzled forever. They'd be legends. Can you imagine telling your grandkids, "I saw with my own eyes this 6-foot-high block of hash appear out of the blinding fog and walk past, that way, worth $2 billion, saying, "No, I don't." His grandchildren would have him committed. No, see, legends build. After a few centuries, they'd be saying, "In my forefather's time, one day, a 90-foot-high block of extremely good quality Afghanistan hash worth $8 trillion came at us, dripping fire and screaming, 'Die, Eskimo dogs!' And we fought and fought with it, using our spears, and finally killed it." My kids wouldn't believe that either. Yeah, kids never believe anything anymore. It's a downer to tell anything to a kid. I once had a kid ask me, "What was it like to see the first automobile?" Shit, man, I was born in 1962. Christ, Arctor said. I once had a guy I knew burned out on acid ask me that. He was 27 years old. I was only 3 years older than him. He didn't know anything anymore. Later on, he dropped some more hits of acid, or what he was sold as acid. And after that, he peed in the floor and crapped in the floor. And when you said something to him like, "How are you, Don?" he just repeated it after you like a bird. "How are you, Don?" Silence then, between the two joint-smoking men in the cloudy living room. A long, somber silence. "Bob, you know something," Luckman said at last. "I used to be the same age as everyone else." "I think so was I," Arctor said. "I don't know what did it." "Sure, Luckman," Arctor said. "You know what did it to all of us." "Well, let's not talk about it," he continued, inhaling noisily, his long face sallow in the dim midday light.